Tango Tango Papa 2073, July 16, 2021.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from, I guess it's Holiday, Tennessee. It's kind of, I guess it's probably pronounced Holiday, but spelled strangely. Spelled with an H-A instead of an H-O. So anyway, I am hanging out here a good chunk of the day. There's a couple of truck stops here actually at this exit. The load that I have delivers late this evening, like at 1 a.m., which is actually in the morning, Central Time, at Memphis. And that's, I think I'm about 113 miles or so from the destination. So right now I'm just kind of, I got here at, I guess it was right around midnight when I got here this morning. And so I went to bed, and then I got up, I don't know, it was around 8:30 or something this morning when I got up, and I went inside the truck stop and got something to eat, and then I'll eat later in the day. I'll eat again here before I leave. But I'll leave so that I arrive at the receiver maybe about an hour before the delivery appointment, an hour or so before the delivery appointment. So if I leave here at, let's say I leave here at 9-ish, so that would probably still arrive a little early at the destination. But I also need to kind of plan in some possible traffic problems, because you never know when those are going to strike. Actually, I ran into a couple of traffic jams yesterday. Probably the most serious one was for a time late last night. They had Interstate 40 closed, kind of in between Nashville and this truck stop. So I actually had to detour off of the interstate, unless I wanted to wait in the traffic jam, which I don't know how long that lasted, where the westbound side was closed because of some accident. I detoured off of the interstate onto some little two-lane roads, state highways, which that ended up being quite the experience, because they were particular. There were some particular sections of those two-lane roads that were really snake-like. They weren't the worst roads I've ever been on, but and actually the roads themselves, the pavement was smooth and everything. It was just full of all kinds of extreme curves and sort of twisting and turning and, you know, up and down and various combinations of that. So that was kind of interesting. So, but I made it okay. And so I made it, like I say, I made it to this truck stop probably right at midnight or something, you know, real close to midnight. And so I'm here, and that was my goal, was to make it here, and then that way I could would have a place to eat today while I was waiting that wasn't a fast food restaurant or anything like that. Have an actual restaurant to eat in, and then I won't leave here until later in the evening. And that way I don't start the 14-hour clock. And then after the load is unloaded in Memphis, then I'm to go to Covington, Tennessee, and pick up a load that delivers the 18th in, I guess, later in the evening or late afternoon, early evening in Cincinnati, Ohio. So it's kind of a cloudy day so far, and I think it's, so far the temperature's probably, I'm guessing it's in the 80s. I didn't really look. It's not super hot. It's fairly humid, of course. And so I'm here in the truck, and you can no doubt hear the reefer unit running. It's a, you know, the thing never, it's a continuous run load, so the reefer unit doesn't shut off, and it's like a minus 10 load. So I am, you know, periodically the truck will start up and shut down because I have the, you know, the optimized idle running. You know, it keeps it comfortable in here. So, because otherwise it would be too hot. It is hot enough where, you know, the sun's kind of popping out and the humidity's up there. So it would be kind of miserable in here pretty quickly without the air conditioning. So, anyway, there hasn't been going on, a whole lot going on with me, other than just the, you know, kind of the normal stuff, you know, which that's fine. I'm not complaining at all. normal stuff is, I don't particularly care for drama. And certainly not in my own existence. And so my own existence pretty much remains drama free, as drama free as it can. So so while some people might find something like that kind of boring, I can't imagine. I overhear people talking about this happening and that happening, and I hear just people that I'm in a restaurant, or I just overhear people talking, and it's really crazy. It seems like people seek out drama. They seek out things problems to complain about. And that's not a very good, it's not good, you know, in multiple different ways, multiple dimensions. That's not a good way to proceed with existence. Because it's, at the very root of it, it's damaging, psychologically. Who does it damage? It damages the person that that's complaining. It's damaging the person that's kind of judging this and judging that, and in such a way that they feel superior, or they feel like they're put upon. And it really is psychologically, I think it is psychologically damaging. And kind of along those same lines, one of the things I've been thinking about, people complain that they have to work. Some people do. Now, I enjoy working. But some people complain, well, they have to work, and I've talked about this before, there's this kind of idea that, you're going to retire, and at some point you can retire, and you don't have to mess with that nasty work and get up in the morning, and you can just, kind of lay around, or maybe you have time to do this project or that project, or you have your, people have their hobbies or whatever. So there is this idea that you just have all this leisure time, and somehow the leisure time is somehow maybe good for you, or good for maybe good for your ego. But I think it's good for the wrong side of your ego. I think that it's exactly the opposite. I think that having a job to do, having some sort of responsibility, you know, where you're actually responsible for something that's worthwhile, having a worthwhile responsibility is actually a good thing. That's actually a blessing. You're blessed if you have a job to go to. You're blessed if you can be responsible for, and that usually means doing things for other people in various ways. It means doing something useful and having the responsibility to do something useful. That's actually a blessed, you know, it's actually a blessed thing, or it is a blessing. It's a useful thing. It's a worthwhile thing. It's a fortunate thing. You know, and I think it's a terrible mistake. Yeah, there are still these people that are on the unemployment because, you know, this unemployment got pushed through because of all the stupid lockdown idea because of the virus. So you have this unemployment, and it's deliberately set up so that a lot of people are making more money on unemployment than they would working. But there's a problem, you know, you can think, well, what's the maximum amount of money? Therefore, that the most logical thing to do would be to make the maximum amount of money and the to make the maximum amount of money, you don't work and you just figure out how to continue to collect the unemployment because you're maximizing your money. So is that really the logical thing to do? I think not. I think it's a mistake. I think that's very damaging. I believe that's just from a psychological standpoint, that's very damaging. That's a very damaging thing. You need to really, you know, in order to have meaning in your existence, you need to have responsibility for doing something worthwhile. And I know that people will argue and say, well, my gardening's worthwhile, or my, you know, my this is worthwhile, or my that's worthwhile. Okay. And maybe it is. But maybe it isn't. Is it a long-term solution? And I think I like to do things in slices without any one slice being too much. Because in my case, I figured out, a long time ago, I figured out that if I drove the truck over the road, if I stayed gone about three and a half weeks at a time, that was enough. That was a big enough slice of work. And then I needed a 5-day slice of time off away from the truck, just completely away from it. And I came up, you know, kind of came up with a mix, and that mix works about as well as it possibly can. And I don't end up with an overdose of friends and relatives that way. Just get little slices of them periodically. Relatively small slices of them periodically, and then I'm not getting overdosed on them, and conversely, they're not getting overdosed on me, because people could overdose on me. I have no doubt. So if someone's going to do gardening or whatever it is that they do, have at it. Go for it. But unless you're selling your, you know, you've got a giant garden and you're kind of selling the things that you may or that you've grown at a farmer's market or something that's practical. It's benefiting other people. You can't really do that enough hours. If you're going to put in a serious number of hours beyond a certain point, let's say you just have a flower garden and you spend a little bit of time with your flower garden or whatever. You know, and then I know that there are people that give their various crops to the neighbors or whatever. But beyond a certain point, how much time can you spend in your garden, let's say? And I don't want to pick on gardens per se. I've never been a gardener. I've had plenty of relatives that have, and they talk about the nice, you know, the joys of it and what have you. And yet, you know, it's nice if, you know, they have their crop of this or their crop of that. That's very useful. Tasty sometimes. If it's edible stuff, practical stuff, there's not a problem. But in order to, you know, to be a full-time gardener, that's a job. It's not really a lifestyle. You know, so I can't, of course, I've just admitted it. I've never been a gardener, so therefore I can't see myself, well, I'm going to retire and I'm going to start a garden and I'm going to do this and I'm going to try my hand at that, and I just don't see that working out for me at all. So as I've said many times before, my intention is to continue to work, and you know, at least at this job that I have, for some indefinite period of time, and then perhaps some other job beyond that for as long as I can. You know, and then deal with whatever transition to whatever it ends up being at the time. But I personally think it would be a mistake for me to just, I'm going to quit now and just have all this leisure time and what the hell am I going to do with it? What use is it? How useful would that be for other people? And the measure of use is what do you get paid for it? So that's about as an objective measure of usefulness as there is if you get paid for whatever it is you're doing for other people. So it's very important to, even, you know, these people that are sitting at home collecting their unemployment, and they think, well, I'm ahead financially because I'm collecting more unemployment than I would working. You may gain a little bit more money in the short term at the long-term expense of your mental health, of your spiritual health, and ultimately perhaps even your physical health, because your mental, your attitudes really, in my estimation, your attitudes can trump everything, including you know, if you have the wrong attitudes, that's can really ruin your health physically. I think there's no question about that. So you're far better off, in my opinion, you're far better off seeking activities that maximize your own mental health. Now, in my case, that means working. That means this SLI system that I've kind of set up. And it, for me, it really does work. And it has worked for many years. And hopefully will continue to work into the indefinite future for as long as it can. But it really is a mistake to not have something to, you know, some sort of purpose. And I know there's an argument there that, you know, people will poo-poo the idea of work. Oh, well, you just want to work. You're a workaholic. And they come up with all these names to sort of poo-poo the idea that people work. But at the end of the day, it really is probably the single greatest method to find or to develop or in the development of reasons for existing. And that doesn't mean that that it has to be something easy particularly. You know, if you can voluntarily, you know, you take on a task and do it voluntarily, it's absolutely different than if it's psychological standpoint, that is infinitely easier and much more rewarding than if you're forced into doing something that you don't want to, that you're not motivated to. You need to pick something and then do it. Even if it's hard, and maybe even the harder it is, the better. Because you're volunteering to do it. You're volunteering to take on the responsibility. And that really is where the meaning in existence is to be found, is volunteer, you know, find some difficult task that's worthwhile and voluntarily take it up and do the best you possibly can with it. So, anyway, I guess on the other fronts, I've pretty much turned off. I've still, you know, turned off all the news. And I just get little bits and pieces, little snippets here and there of things that are going on. And, there's plenty of negative news. And like I say, people seem to, a lot of people seem to just lap that up. And then they complain about it. Much better off just turning it all off and finding, kind of concentrating on things that are positive. And there are plenty of positive things. And the positive things don't necessarily have to be revolving around the group. There are plenty of, you can find, if I look, I can find plenty of positive things, personal positive things. So it's really a worthwhile thing to do. Paraphrasing the Bible, says something to the effect of meditate on things that are, something like lovely and good. Of course, that's not a direct quote, obviously, but it's right in the Bible. It doesn't say to dwell on negative things. It says exactly the opposite. And it really does have a profound effect if you're able to do it. But so many people seem to just, they're addicted. It is an actual addiction. They're actually addicted to finding fault. They're addicted, in other words, to judging. Finding things that are, that are worse than they are, and then complain about them. And that ends up making for a very unpleasant existence, at the very least. And perhaps, if you carry it far enough, a fatal one at most. So anyway, So I'm going to be going home. I told him I wanted to be home by the 27th of July. So that's, it's getting closer. Today is the 16th. So 11 days I should be home again. And then I don't really have any appointments this time. So I'll just simply, take my 5 days off and be kind of hanging out with friends and family and catch up on the mowing and all the typical stuff. Maybe find an electrician that I can actually get to come out to the house. The electrician that I've been talking to for the past couple of months, or at least, the past couple of times that I was home, they never did get back with me. So, there's plenty of other electricians. So I'm not going to, this time I'm just going to, find one that'll actually come at, that I can actually get to show up. Because that's, if someone tells you that they're going to show up, or that they want, they didn't ever really say when they would show up, this electrician, this particular one. But you know, if they act like they're interested, or they act, you know, either they should just come out right out and say, well, I don't have time right now, sorry, I'm too busy. That's one thing. But if, you know, when they, you know, people kind of string you along and they say, well, yeah, we'll, we may be out, or we'll try to be out, or whatever, we'll try to get you taken care of. And then they never follow up with that. That's bad, you know, and that's unfortunately, that's typical with a lot of contractor type people. Certainly not all of them, but there's enough of them that are that way that it ends up sort of tinging the whole group, unfortunately. Ends up tinging the entire group. So, anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and bring this to a close. See if I can get it uploaded. I didn't want to, you know, it's been about a month since the last podcast, and I don't, you know, sometimes I do them a little more frequently than that, but in this case, you know, this is going to end up being, you know, I don't like to let it go beyond more than about a month, so here I am, still around, everything's still going on the same. Better than ever, in fact. So, anyhow, hope everyone has had a great week. The weekend's coming up. I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.